that music?
I'm busy, busy, dreadfully busy. You've no idea what I have to do. Busy, busy, shockingly busy. Much, much too busy for you.
Oh, I see.
But all the time they mention how busy they are. And that's the reason why they don't reach out to you. They don't stay in touch. They don't make any plans. Oh, I'm too busy. No, man, I had a lot of stuff going on. It's crazy. And I always found that interesting. And I started reading about it a bit. And there are many articles about that. So it was very good to get some insight from a professional perspective as to people who do that all the time. And I know when I mention to people I'm busy, it's usually because I have things lined up. I try to schedule my time as much as possible because I have my daughter 3 to 5 days a week. And then I'm also, during that free time that I have gym. Now I'm doing some real estate studying. So that's taking some time of mine. A show here or there. I rarely watch shows, but I try to make 45 minutes. And I could do that in the car now, just like podcasting. But I try to make time for people. But the key for me is scheduling in advance. I have to, that's the way I'm able to stay connected with people and to hang out. I'm not a person that can do things spontaneously. I'm not saying that you, spur of the moment, things can't happen. But for the most part, I have to be rigid with my time because I have all these things going on. And that happened, that started happening when I was in my master's program. Going through school, it's not hard. It never was hard for me. It's time consuming. So when you're having to work and then you're having to be a father and then you're having to study and then schoolwork and then papers and then exercise. So you have to look at your schedule and say, how am I going to handle all of this? Because if you don't, then it's going to stress you. It's going to overwhelm you. So I learned that a few years ago and here I am still applying it. That's the way it goes. I have to plan things in advance. I have certain friends that are able to schedule 6-7 weeks in advance and say, okay, 7 weeks, I'm going to have a poker tournament. Tell me what weekend you're free, and I'm going to schedule a poker tournament. No problem. And then I have other friends or people that I know that are just spur of the moment. And, you know, we all understand our priorities, but I think there's a common sense element to it. So if people are saying that they're too busy to call or to text, then you know where you fall on the priority list for them, right? Because that doesn't take long. It's not as if we're going to engage in two-hour text messaging back and forth. So that whole component of being busy, it's very subjective. And the studies that I've been reading overall is that, number one, you're not as busy as you say you are, unless you're a CEO of a company. Number two, it's a sort of a social badge to say that. I think people are more accepting in our society of saying that, hey, you know, man, I'm really busy, as a sense of accomplishment. Whereas a generation ago or two, we always bragged about our leisure and what we did. And if you always hear people talk, they're always saying, man, I'm always needing a vacation. I need to get away. And that was something that it hinted at versus it compared it to Italian society where they're always bragging about how much free time they have. And that's the way they do it. And it's like being too busy. What? You know, but they also pay the highest tax rates over there. I want to say they pay like a 50% tax flat. Boom. So must be nice. But yeah, I think when it comes to the whole being busy, it's a very interesting dynamic. People don't call. And if I don't call anybody, it's because I don't feel they make the mutual effort. If I don't call or reach out to someone, it's because I'm putting the ball in their court. Because as anyone knows me, if you reach out to me, I respond back. I don't ignore you. I don't. If you want to make plans, if you make them ahead of time, by all means, we can do that. And I think that's the part that we have to be mindful. And as I go through this journey of life, I've been very cognizant of just find the people that reciprocate the same energy. They want to hang out with you. They want to make the time. They want to make the schedule. And just let go of the old ones. that's been something that's been very good for me and learning as I go along. And that's something that I'll be telling my daughter. You know, friendships come and go. You got to keep it moving, and whomever wants to stay in touch will make the mutual effort. It's no different than a relationship. It's no different than dating. And I know a lot of people blame it on that, but and their kids, and that's understood. But I think that if you don't have a balance in your life, or if you don't value other people outside that circle, then, wow, then you really let it be known. Because I know there's some people that really don't care about having any other connections outside of their significant other. I know women work that way, where they don't care about having other female friends. They don't, it's like their entertainment, their one-stop shop is with their partner. That's what they do everything with. Yeah, they'll have acquaintances, but that's it. It's that man and that's it. Nothing else. No, they don't care about hanging out with anybody. Maybe a sister, maybe a cousin, someone from the family, but they're not integrating themselves or trying to continue connections. And it's a two-way street. So as we go through life, and now with technology making it easier than ever to stay in touch, I find it quite comical that people are always bringing up that, oh, I'm so busy. And I say to myself, man, you know, I don't get it. Because I get asked all the time, you know, how do I podcast? How do I do these things? Well, I mean, I don't podcast that much. It's like a phone call to me. My podcasts have replaced the phone calls that I don't do anymore. And I do them on the road. I do them in various places. I have a great setup where I can go and do it anywhere and not be a problem. I'm not sitting there for 3 hours and then producing for another hour. It's not something that takes up a lot of my time. It's the equivalent of a phone call. Just entertaining, funny, putting my thoughts out there. And I find it very fascinating, again, that people just say they're busy. And I know we have kids, and I know we're heavily involved. I get that. I mean, I love that my daughter, you know, I spent time with her way more than I did. And I was reflecting on this, as a matter of fact, how much better our kids have it, if we do have kids out there, the life that we had. I'm just imagining her childhood up to 7 and then comparing that to mine. It's 9 day, not a care in the world, just excited. She's seen Disney. She's gotten toys. Every Christmas has been awesome. It's a very positive thing for me to marvel at, to know that, hey, as a parent, I've given her an awesome experience as a kid. And that's something that she will be able to relate with many, you know, but she won't be able to relate with any of mine and many of the hardships that others have. So it'll be interesting how that affects her growing up. But I feel I did my job, and through it all, staying that busy, I still find time, because it's a mutual thing. When you talk about wanting to spend time with others and making the time, you can. For me, it's making it on my schedule, just saying, okay, you know, I have Mondays and Tuesdays after work and every other weekend. So you let me know and we'll go from there. And also when it comes to traveling, I love where I live. So it's one thing if I lived in my old hometown. But when you love where you live, it's very hard to go travel other places unless you're going on vacation, like I am coming up soon again. So I think that's a very difficult choice for all of us. So I try to make the best of it, but I always, again, find it very interesting to hear friends and to hear acquaintances say how busy they are. And you ever love the ones that, you know, always want you to be involved in their events and they reach out to you and find you, but then when it's yours, they hide? They don't even want to be given an RSVP or anything like that. I know people that are, especially when it comes to kids, for some reason, their kid is more special than yours. And they'll go ahead and say, you know, they'll send you an RSVP, they'll call you, they'll email you to make sure that you got it. You know, we want to make sure, get the right count. It's going to be a big party. You should come. But then when it's yours and it turns around, they turn into crickets. I know when it comes to any events for my daughter's friends, I'm not making the time anymore. That's on mom. It's like last time I went, I dropped off some gifts. I went with my daughter, bought an expensive gift because it was a BFF. went to the party, the location that was given in the card, number one was there. And I'm sitting there for 15, 20 minutes. Lo and behold, the dad walks by with the daughter riding on a bike. Hey, we changed plans. We're going to do it some other time. Oh, okay. It's like, my daughter was like, hey, give her the gift. Dad, I'm like, no, I'm not giving her no gift. You kidding me? You know, I'm saying to myself, you kidding me? I'm not giving her no gift. That's your gift now. Because we don't, you know, they didn't give me the heads up, but that's how people work. And I'm not doing any more appearing at no one's birthday parties unless they give me the heads up personally. But that's something moms do. And I think that it comes back to being busy. People are too busy to note changes and give people a heads up. So that's the world we live in. It's okay to be busy. And it's okay to not be good to other people that have been there for you, that have a history. No need to practice common courtesy, right?
What do we do today? Whip out our phones and with a kind of pained expression on our face say, I had 3,000 emails when I got back from holiday. To which the person next to you says, well, I had 4,000. And you've just been out busied. Now, the point is, not only do we brag ceaselessly about our busyness, we compete. We don't even do that. We ask other people, are you busy? Really, because we're too polite to say, are you important? Or are you successful? And it's kind of natural that, because we evolved in a scarce world where there wasn't enough of anything. And so where more was self-evidently a good thing. And we've learned that more equals success, whether that's more stuff or more productivity. But is it? Is that the way to succeed these days?